called Aphrodite. It's 5:30 past 8 o'clock on a Friday. And in with me right now are two of the, well, shall we say, the most accomplished rock musicians in Ballito. Hey! Conrad van Rooyen and Werner Becker. They are the metal heads of Ballito, and proudly so, bringing with them a wealth of information about this metal festival that is set to, well, it's already, the first wave has broken, second wave about to. Welcome to you both, guys. Nice to have you on board.
Morning, morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What can we expect from wave two of the metal?
Well, wave one was very successful, just to start off. It happened in, what was it,
September? The 16th of August.
August, yeah. Oh, we skipped a month. That's right, yeah. So
that's what happens when you play too loud.
Correct. Sorry, what's that? So this next one, the second wave, will be at a new venue,
okay,
which we are very excited about.
Where was the first one? At La Montagne?
That was at Loop.
Oh, was it Loop Evolution? Okay.
That's correct there. So that was there in Salt Rock. This one will be at this new venue where the Pumpkin Theatre used to be at La Montagne. So the Loop guys acquired that space for a number of concerts, and we are blessed to be also hosting a Wave 2 there. You know, better facilities, the sound is absolutely amazing.
Really, have they put in sound there?
Yes, correct, yeah. So,
they've got sound, they've got lighting, it's all ready to go.
To rock and roll, that's correct, yeah.
Because it's an interesting venue. I mean, it always has been, well, it was originally a bowling alley, so it's a long, thin kind of strip. Difficult sometimes to get the fundamentals then right for music.
Yeah.
But they've obviously managed.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, for music specifically, I think the space works very, very well. As War Pigs, which is one of our projects, we rehearse there. And it's just changed the game with regards to the rehearsal as well. Because everything is just, the clarity is much better, the space is much better. So, you know, we've been able to test it out to see how well it will work with the live music and the band environment, and it's been great. The space is good. The sound is phenomenal.
I was going to suggest that maybe, you know, because the Pumpkin Theatre over the years has had various iterations of shows, which is fine, but I would imagine that for the kind of music that you guys are playing, it would be just brilliant because you've got volume, and that's always been a bit of a thing. So you've got the volume, you've got the ability to bring the crowd right forward if that's what you want. And the metal mosh pit is the thing,
exactly,
you know, that your mothers have been warning you about for years. So you've got that. You've also got elevations for people who want to sit and listen and watch from the back. You've got a lovely bar environment. You got it's all there.
It is.
Then now all that's missing is, not missing, but all that you need to plug into that is decent music, which I presume is coming in wave two of your metal. What is it called, the metal?
It's called the Ballito Metal Tsunami.
Tsunami. That was, you see, that's the whole wave thing.
That's correct.
So maybe let's just unpack what lies behind the idea.
Yeah.
So we were just looking at being able to start up a resurgence of metal specifically on the North Coast. You know, I had the opportunity to link up with people like Werner, and guys like Hein Abbott and Chuck Bowden. So the four of us together sat down and said, hey, let's take this thing from an idea into something that is tangible. And that's where we are now, you know. We had great success with the first wave. We were very happy, even on a day where it rained and there were thunderstorms, which lent itself quite nicely to the ambience. But that was very good.
How was the support from, because this is always the thing, KZN and Durban and North Coast in particular is, you know, I mean, let's put it this way, international acts don't come here anymore. Mm. Why? Because they just can't be guaranteed. People say they're going to come, and they definitely want to, but then the weather changes, we just don't. It's a crazy thing, but people on the North Coast, or Durban North Coast, tend to be very fickle. How do you attract an audience?
Yeah, look, there is still a fickle element to that. You know, it presents itself, it is what it is. But we also rely on the bands to bring their audiences with them.
Yeah.
So obviously we have a local following in Ballito, which is great because these people are all starting to come out of the woodwork and say, hey, look, there is life. Guys are doing something. They're serious about it. The bands bring their crowd. So we had a really good support. We had some very good visuals that were taken on the night, and we were able to use that to promote the second wave. We'll have some more great visuals that come out of this. We're expecting a really, really good support for the second one.
And what sort of profile is your following, your audience? Because you know, one tries to understand who the market is that you're catering to. I mean, both of you are you're not kids, so you know, you're talking to people of across the spectrum, but where is the main core audience for metal?
It's across the board, eh?
Yeah.
Bernard?
Yeah, no, I would think, like, you know, for, again, get it back to Warpix as a Black Sabbath tribute band. And Black Sabbath come from the late 60s, in
yes.
fact.
Yes. In fact, we've got a tune lined up to play out with.
Oh, we'll stick around for
make
that.
You warm.
Thanks. But, like, we've discovered that with our first gig that we had with that tribute, that there were a couple of, like, you know, over 60s guys, over 50 supporting Black Sabbath specifically.
Isn't it interesting to note that? I mean, because when rock and then metal first arrived, it was considered to be something so different, and many were saying this is a devil's work, you know. You've gone, and your mother would never let you go to.
Yeah.
And now, looking back, it's gone in a flash. Hey, suddenly, it's almost vintage music.
Correct,
and there is classic. This nostalgia, and people that are quite delighted to come in and enjoy, because it's a musical genre that is hugely expressive.
Very much so.
It's an artistic thing, and especially with this wave too, we've got some. One would like to use the word extreme metal. This is a bit heavier than your, you know, average Metallica or AC/DC song. No,
no, it's impossible
to the legends.
To get heavier than that. Don't tell me. Yeah.
Thunderstruck is the heaviest song of all time, I know.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, you used the word expressive, and it's exactly what you're going to see on the second wave. We have three great bands lined up. Some of them are unbelievably seasoned. They've been around.
I know some of the girls are killing themselves at the names. There's
yes.
an alien disembowelment.
Yes.
But
I'm glad you said it.
But you see now, having a look at your response to that name, and you say the ladies, that's exactly what you want, because you're going to remember that. You know, so we've got Thegareth.
Alien disembowelment.
Yeah. we've got a band called Thegareth that are coming from Howick, of all places.
How do you pronounce that?
Thegareth.
If that's, you've got no teeth, you can say it quite nicely.
I suppose.
A couple of years, I think.
Yeah. And then obviously we have a Alien Disembowelment, which we've mentioned, and we have a band which are Durban-based, and then we have a band from Westville called Homo Sapien, which are some truly technically proficient musicians. So
okay.
We're very excited.
And you guys are playing as well?
No.
So
we will just be dealing with the organization on that night, dealing with MC duties and all that sort of a thing,
and
judging as well.
And bouncing, no doubt.
Oh, we've retired from that, yeah. So I just want to add one more thing.
I just want to ask you on the subject of that, because a lot of people probably would be keen to know. Is it a rough element that you attract? Is it
not
is
at all
it scary? No,
you will
no, I've seen
you
scarier
will
things
find,
at the rugby, I think.
Absolutely. You will not find aggro. You will not find any of those elements in the people that support the music that we so passionately love, because we're there to express ourselves as individuals. We're not there to drink Brunnervain and...
It's an interesting thing. That's the point I wanted to make, is that the image is kind of, wow, you know, scary, scary. But funnily enough, the
it's
folk that support it and love it are actually, generally speaking, very, very cool people.
Well,
people,
you get your release there at the music.
Exactly.
And the music gives you that space to get rid of some possibly negative energy in a good way.
Oh, okay.
And you leave there feeling good. You know, you always make new friends with all the gigs we go to. In any case, with the bands we play, we played with Homo Sapien recently. And, you know, what a bunch of nice guys. And we all get together so well. So
wow. So let's just go over the fundamentals. When is it? Where is it? How does one? Can you book?
Okay, so it's a free gig, which is great. It's at Loop Underground, which is the underground theater at La Montagne, on the 11th of October, which is next weekend.
Wow.
So we plan to kick off at around 6:30. Like I say, there's no entry fee at all for this. I do want to add that we are going to begin selling tickets for the main festival, which happens on the 13th of December at the same venue, from the 13th of October. So those will be going at on Quicket at 90 Rand for early bird. And once those are done, at 120 Rand per ticket. So yeah,
and obviously limited to the number that you can accommodate. Are you going to be doing the finals at the same venue?
We're going to do that. Okay. We do have a third wave, which will take place on the 15th of November.
And then the final will feature the winners of all the various waves. Okay, so it'll really be a good show.
So yes, for the money you get, I mean, you get, what is it, seven
it's
bands
gonna
in total?
It's going to be seven bands for 90 or 120 bucks as a steal.
It's crazy.
The facilities
crazy.
We
it's,
know
it's
is great.
It's cheaper than a burger.
Exactly.
There we go.
There's several bars, there's several food facilities at La Montagne. Yeah. So, yeah, we're very, very excited about that.
Well, I think it's a great concept, guys. I wish you huge success.
Yeah.
I threatened to be at the last one, but the weather, well, you see, I'm not talking about KZN and the weather. But this one sounds, it sounds like one needs to be there, shall we say.
Yeah.
So I'll swing past and poke
I just want to say
in, what's happening.
In closing here, we do have one more slot, which we've reserved for the November wave, which is wave three. So if there's any local guys that are interested, hit us up at Bolito Metal Tsunami on Instagram.
Hey, can I come
Facebook.
Play?
Of course you can come play.
Yeah, one-man show. You're welcome.
I'm not even joking. Desperate to play. I mean, well, this is exciting news. Our friends Conrad van Rooyen and Werner Becker organizing the Metal Tsunami that is taking Bolito and North Coast by storm. If you enjoy the kind of music that we're talking about, listen to the warm-up in the background, then you've got to be there. It's coming up very, very shortly. Watch the socials. We'll see you there.